Beware of offering the sacrifice of fools. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. There is a sacrifice that fools make. The wisest man in the Bible with an earthly father was Solomon. He gives good instructions to the people of God. He tells them to keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear. Many are ready to speak, but not ready to hear. My son, forget not thy law. My son, attend unto my words. My son, give me thine heart. These Solomon heard from his youth up. These admonitions about the strange woman, the evil man, the slacker, and many others, Solomon was trained and warned to hear and not to speak. There is a time for every man to hear and not to speak. Young men are apt to speak and not to listen. But God gave two ears and one mouth, and we should use them accordingly. Young men are apt not to listen to good sound instructions. They are apt not to keep their foot or their mouth when they go to the house of God, nor around their elders. But it is the sacrifice of fools for those to speak up when they should be silent. But can it not be said on social media the same thing goes? Do we not see thousands of novice Christians speaking up when they should be listening? Could they not be like Elihu, who wanted and waited until the end to speak after all the older and wiser men spoke? But those they consider not that they do evil. Consider thy mouth and thy words. I see so many young Christians who have not proven that they have walked the walk, but they certainly are ready to talk the talk. Then when the walk comes, they fall short of their talk. Be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Sometimes we get hasty with our words and promise God everything, and we only end up offering the sacrifice of fools in the end. Learn to speak less and listen more in the days of thy Christian youth. There will be a time to speak when God's work has been proven in you. This does not mean you can never say anything. It means you certainly should not be the first to speak, but slow to speak. Slow to speak, not hasty to utter anything. Too rash before God and before the elders that God has given you. No one wants to follow these things today. They seem to be far away from the hearts of young men and young Christians, where social media has given a platform for everyone to say whatever they want and for thousands to view it. And it puffs a man up rather quickly before they have been proven that they have served God faithfully, before it has been proven that they have sacrificed anything for God. This is the sacrifice of fools. Be slow to speak. Be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Keep thy foot, keep thy mouth, and God will keep your heart from evil.